Bienvenidos to the 50-50 Spanglish Podcast. This is your host, Jesse.
And this is Jessica.
In this episode, we are wrapping up our thoughts on the last two episodes, which was a lot.
So, yeah.
It was plenty.
But it was fun.
It was fun. So now in this episode, we talk about what our plans were when it came to traveling. However, of course, the circumstance that changed it all. Y también, we discuss what our new normal is moving forward. What does that look like? All this and more.
Coming up.
Once again, everybody, bienvenidos to the 50-50. This is your host, Jesse.
And this is Jessica.
Last two episodes were a long time. I think they've been our longest that we've ever done.
We had a lot of memories to go through.
And that's like a condensed version.
I know. We didn't even talk about like our Arizona trips.
No. There's still like a whole bunch. And of course, I mean, that's just ni modo. O sea, dichosos los invitados that were part of our life, I guess, en ese punto.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to dwell too much more in it. So whatever we did say, cool. You know, just know that these were fond memories that we're always going to look back to. And if I ever die, you can listen to them.
Okay, I have pictures too. So.
But would you watch the pictures and listen to this podcast, or would you choose one or the other?
Maybe. You know, the saddest thing about P.S. I Love You is cuando se muere el guy, right? Obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry if you haven't watched P.S. I Love You.
I know, you completely spoiled the movie, but everybody...
I mean, people, well, I think they know.
Imagínate que alguien, like, está mirando ahorita Netflix, and it's like, wait, the guy dies? And the guy's, like, barely at the bar in the first scene?
He dies. like, the first thing que hace la muchacha is she calls him over and over again so that she could hear his voice message.
Mm-hmm.
That's sad.
That is sad.
So, yeah, I think the podcast would be that if you die.
Yeah, and if you die, yeah, it'd be that for me, too.
Mm-hmm.
Except that I talk a lot more, so I have a lot more, like, sadness for you to... gorging.
Okay.
For you, it'd just be more like, mm-hmm, uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
For you, I think maybe it's a Snapchat video that I have.
Andale.
Of you.
There you go. That's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
However, this episode, we don't want to talk that much. In fact, we're going to keep it at 30 minutes.
Yeah, right.
That's the goal.
Okay.
That is the goal because that is our new streamlined version. Season 4. Season 4 of the 50-50, the Spanglish Podcast. By the way, this is your host, Jesse. Por si no lo sabían.
And this is Jessica.
Season 4 is streamlined.
Okay,
because we live in a streamlined world.
Okay, dude.
El podcast, even though it's meant to be a chill conversation, la gente no quiere ser chill hoy día. No existe el chill.
They want to chill for 30 minutes.
They want to chill for 30 minutes max, uh-huh. Yeah.
Y todos dijeron, bueno, no todos. La mayoría prefería Spotify and iTunes, so we're not doing a YouTube channel.
Oh, man. I really wanted to do a YouTube video.
That was my, I needed that.
Yeah? You wanted confirmation to not do a YouTube channel?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to have to become a YouTube channel some other way.
Oh, jeez.
Ni modo. That's what it's going to be. I'm going to have to become a streamer, a gamer. You know, well, that's going to be our new streamline. Okay, so let's wrap this up. Last two episodes, por si no lo han escuchado, we talk about travels that we've done internationally, that we've done stateside, y cómo nos ha impactado como personas. And I think overall, in a nutshell, for me, yo diría that it's helped me realize what my identity really is. I'm more than just, you know.
Have you found yourself in travel?
I think I've understood why people have certain biases in travel.
Okay. Uh-huh.
And it's helped me lower them. You know, it's helped me be more open. I've always felt open in itself, but, you know, it's really helped me validate the fact that I'm on the right foot. You know, I'm on the right track.
I'm just happy que no estamos como matándonos en el trabajo para que ya cuando nos retiremos a los 60, entonces vamos a empezar a hacer travel.
Dude, that's a great point. Es muy cierto because es la gente, cuando, me acuerdo cuando fui a revisarme con la doctora, y la doctora, like Dieterman, she's like older, man, you know? And and le dije of the travels that we've done to New York and other places, and she's like, I've always wanted to go there. And I'm just thinking, lady, you're like about to retire. You're a successful doctor. Just go there. What's stopping you?
Mm-hmm.
So that is a great point. We've been able to look at this rather young.
See?
And learn from it.
Mm-hmm.
I think, especially the travel that's had a purpose attached with it, has made me a better person, has given me more insight in cómo son las personas. And I think overall, in spite of our imperfections, in spite of all the bad, people are trying to be innately good.
See?
So the cynical in me that thinks that everyone's out to get me has been substantially lowered and has been more open and embracing and thinking de que hay gente buena en este mundo. There is, you know? So En ese sentido me ha ayudado a mí, right?
Yeah.
Y creo que los dos, en verdad. Mm-hmm. You know, I think this goes without saying that you kind of feel the same way as well. However, Jessica's a gold and she doesn't really talk about these things, you guys. So,
no, I don't talk about feelings.
All right, so let me just say that her feelings may be similar.
I already said it in the other episode, pero yo creo que viajar te hace menos ignorante.
Mm-hmm.
Para mí, that's the biggest rule, the mm-hmm. biggest life lesson, en que el mundo no rodea, it doesn't revolve around me.
Mm, dude, sí.
And no, it doesn't revolve around anyone, you know? You're not that special. There's more things out there and... No ir a viajar, no sé, para nosotros viajar nunca ha sido vamos a tirar hueva y no quiero hacer nada.
Mm-hmm.
Eso no es, I don't enjoy that, first of all.
Yeah, for sure. It's been definitely more of a purpose that goes along with it, por eso.
Yes, we don't travel to vacation.
Not necessarily, no. We just happen to find moments to rest. Mm-hmm.
Y siento que that's the best porque realmente entiendes que hay diferentes formas de vivir, mm-hmm. no nomás con la que tú fuiste criada mm-hmm. o con acostumbrada, y te ayuda a ver que hay gente que tiene muy poco físicamente o materialmente, pero tienen mucho más en sentido
familiar.
Just happiness.
And it's algo que me ha ayudado a mí to really shape que el éxito, right, success, is completely mm-hmm. subjective.
Yep. Yeah, porque hemos conocido gente que sí tiene un poquito más materialmente, pero que si tienen esas mismas similitudes, they're still happy.
Yeah.
And happiness, I think, is really a state of mind.
And not just sound like the eat, pray, love girl, but, you know.
Julia Roberts.
I think we've learned que there's more to the rat race, ¿verdad? There's more mm-hmm. to the grind, to the hustle, to the 9-to-5. Mm-hmm. So we've learned to really enjoy what our life has become so far.
Yo recuerdo cuando tomábamos como las, PTO, right? Mm-hmm. To travel. Un año pedí hasta un mes. Y la mera verdad, a veces miras, no que nada de metiche, okay, pero a veces miras the PTO line, ¿verdad? Uh-huh, okay, sí. Okay, I worked at the health department.
Right.
We are all in one big file.
Right. You can see the how much PTO everybody has collectively.
Yes, yes. And I had to scroll, you know, I had to scroll to get to my name and I would see some numbers. I wouldn't really pay attention to the names. I don't care. But I would see some numbers and I'm like, yo, you can take a whole year off with that PTO.
There's people that had literally thousands of hours of PTO.
Toman esas horas.
Madness.
And I mean, I left the county this past November and I had a good chunk of PTO racked up, pero I'm part-time. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's not nowhere near the amount of how some people working full time that have been at the county for 20 years have ranked up.
And obviously, I'm not saying go and spend all your hours and don't leave it for sick time. That's not what I'm saying.
Eso no es muy responsable.
However, use your time. Si tienen a lot of PTO, you owe it to yourself. Yeah. Take some time off. There's never going to be a perfect time to ask for time off.
Yeah.
There really isn't. Así que take some time off and get away from the rat race. Chances are that it might benefit you and you might be happier for it.
Sí.
And if you're not, don't sue us, okay?
Yeah, yeah. No, yo sé que hay circunstancias diferentes, right? Cada quien tiene circunstancias diferentes, pero I'm just happy and grateful that our lifestyle, I don't feel like I'm waiting for my 60s to start living.
Ándale. Ándale, ándale. We're living now.
Yeah, we're living
and
now.
And we're happy for that. We're grateful for that. Así que, you know, gracias a Dios we're here. And gracias a Dios no tenemos chamacos. Acá no, that's a big reason. And no quiero que la gente se ofenda. Digan, ay, pues qué fácil para ustedes que no tienen hijos.
It's a choice. Yeah, it's a choice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We're living this life because we chose it this way, bro. Mm-hmm. You know, and all we're saying, even if you have kids, my sister has 5 kids, man.
She's out there.
And she's out there, all right? She goes to these parks where there's no cell reception and the kids walk outside.
To be fair, they're finally starting to do that.
However, what can aprendido in this short time?
They love it.
They're loving it. And if you haven't, go check out Full House on Wheels. It's _ Full House on Wheels. And it's their travel blog series regarding cramping a family of 7 in an RV, which does not sound like a good time.
Y dos perros.
Doesn't sound like a good time, but they make it look like an amazing time in their pictures.
They're
and
not
posts.
Making it look. It's an amazing time.
It's an amazing time. Así que that's what we learned. You know, now, kind of speaking about our travels that we've had in the wanting to do in the future, queríamos conocer México más.
Sí.
Queríamos conocer México a lot more.
Es que empezamos el season como que con Ford Quarterman, como que like this gringo who has way more cultura mexicana than I have.
Neta, shout out to the gringo. And shout out to Ford Quarterman.
So inspired by him, yeah. We're like, we have to make it to Mexico. Right, and those were our plans.
Neta, dude, he has more cultural roots in Mexico than we do.
Sí, and pues con la pandemia, pues no se pudo.
No se pudo, no.
But rest assured that that's probably one of the first places we're going to go when Toluca. We are able to.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and it's algo that we look forward to now. Even
I don't
know
about Toluca like 100% first, no. But Mexico, DF for sure, because that's where all the planes land.
First of all, it's not even DF anymore. It's Ciudad México.
Oh, sorry.
It's CDMX.
No, es Distrito Federal.
No, ya no. Yeah, ya no se usa ese término. Eso es boomer term. Get out of here with that.
Pues nunca he ido.
Ah, pues sí. Pues para que sepas. Okay.
Mexico City.
Mexico City, sí, okay. Por favor. No, so, esos eran los planes. Obviamente los planes no sucedieron. In fact, I remember that when we, this whole pandemic started, because we're almost a year in at this point.
Yeah.
We're almost a year in. And then when we made our episode in March, we, desde un inicio, ay, qué bueno, baby. Qué bueno que from the get-go, we were saying, play it smart, you guys. Be safe. Take it slow. Don't get frazzled. Mm-hmm. You know, because unfortunately, there's been people out there has saying, nah, this pandemic is not true. And they're no longer here with us. They're legit dead because of their idealisms behind it. So,
ay, pues, ni modo.
I'm just saying that so far we're on the right side of history when it comes to that one, you know?
I mean, no cantes de victoria, pero.
I'm not saying que ya la hice. I'm just saying that so far we played it safe for that reason.
I think you just have to be responsible.
And it's not just because, like, I'm not necessarily scared that yo me voy a enfermar. I think that I'm healthy enough, even though I'm on the chunk side. Like, I think I'm healthy enough. I worry about my mom, bro. I worry about my mom and her.
You worry about... claro, obviamente no quieres lastimar a tu familia, hacerles nada malo, pero también a la misma vez es como un extraño total, you know?
Exactly.
Vas a la tienda y...
How do you know que no los enfermaste?
Exactly.
I mean, that's the big thing that we learned about travel. You've said it perfectly, that it's not just about you. This world is not just about you. And we've learned that traveling. Mm-hmm. We've seen the bigger picture, that there's whole other communities and whole other worlds involved here. And lo último que yo quisiera hacer es dañar otra persona.
Yeah, I couldn't.
Even indirectly.
See, I can't do that.
Yeah, así que...
I don't function that way.
We haven't been able to travel like we wanted to. However, when we look at these memories of the traveling that we've done, we look at them fondly y no lo miramos así como que ay, qué lástima que ya no podemos, because
no me gusta esa mentalidad de que el 2020 me robó de algo. Nadie planeó esto.
Mm-mm.
Nadie dijo, ay, ¿saben qué? Como que se me antoja este año para ¿cómo se dice? Like
tirar barra, no hacer nada.
To ruin it for everyone.
Yeah, I'm going to ruin your whole life, like, right now just for fun.
Exactly.
No, that's not the plan.
Exactly, that's not the plan. So I think to me it was like, okay, well, now we're just now this is the way that we have to think and do and
at least for right now, de perdida por ahorita.
Sí, porque es que en realidad, like, we've talked about mental health, people, you know, like we're huge advocates for what's good for your mind and for your, you know,
your well-being. Sí, sí, sí.
Y yo digo que las personas que are holding on to that, I just want everything to go back to normal. People, that's not reality.
This is the normal right now.
No, las cosas, y aunque quizás aparentemente, quizá, ¿no? Regresen a algo que nosotros conocíamos del pasado. Systems have changed. Mm-hmm. Environments have changed. Okay. Childhood has changed. So this is something that as a worldwide humanity, it's going to impact in the long run.
Dude, 100%.
Working in public health, that's what we talk about all the time.
Yeah.
So this is going to impact and people are going to refer to this and link it to public health issues all the time. That's what's going to happen, right? Marginalism and all this, like even political sides. Mm-hmm. So es algo que no vamos... como una sociedad, right?
We're not going to simply just walk away from it, ¿verdad?
Yeah, like, and just no be like, ah, aquí nada pasó, nada pasó. Like, you got to be some real, like, I don't know, denial.
Dude, you got to be under a rock and want to be under that rock with both ears plugged in para que pienses de esa forma.
Y yo sé que cada quien tomó como su manera de...
like, how to cope with it, right?
Yeah, like, I grieved my life, my old life, you know, probably in my April, May, because I knew that it was not going to be the same again.
No, your job completely changed.
Yeah.
Lo que tú hacías completely changed. I mean, even for myself, teaching completely changed. And we had an option and we took an option. We exercised that option. I'm, you know, as much as I miss teaching, I enjoy the choices that we made that allowed us to keep living because that's what we wanted to do. We wanted to keep living, even though we're going to stay mostly indoors now.
See.
We haven't traveled. However, we made that time that we were not going to travel more available to helping others, to helping our community, ¿verdad? Así que...
To doing
more volunteer work, helping out our friends in amazing ways. Así que that meant drastic changes in our secular work. Es algo que tuvimos que hacer. You know, first it was me with teaching, which is by far the hardest job I've ever had to walk away from, because it's not just as much as como es my... Ser maestro no lo más es tú, es otra gente. However,
y las familias.
Yeah. However, my students, they're smart. Ellos entienden. Los quiero mucho. And I still keep in contact con ellos todavía. They still reach out to me. Hey, can I be your reference? Can you help me out with this letter? Sure. You know, now tengo un empleo que me deja tener flexibilidad durante el día. I mean, dude, we're recording a podcast at 1 p.m. on a Monday. We never had time to do that.
No.
Now I have more flexibility.
So people hold Jesse accountable de que según él ya tiene más tiempo. Okay, so podcast every week, what?
Sí, that's the plan, that's the plan. O sea, pero now tengo más flexibilidad en mi día para poder hacer mi, you know, my community work, my volunteer work, and of course my hobbies, things like this. I have more flexibility throughout the day on how I want my day to unfold. Así que por eso tomé esa decisión and I'm not ashamed of it.
Good for you. You shouldn't be.
You also had to make a decision like that.
Yeah. And also my anxiety, I feel.
I know. It was.
Now looking back, it's like, oh, okay. Yeah. I loved that job. I haven't had a lot of jobs in my life because I'm a Pam. And I stick to it.
Yeah.
Pero I don't think moving forward que yo podría hacer otro trabajo that didn't involve some kind of public health.
Some type of service.
Some type of, yeah. Nutrition, some type of, yeah, algo así. So, sí me dio mucho and I really liked everyone that I worked with and the people, but I had to make a choice.
Right.
And se presentaron las cosas, you know, nos preguntaron si queríamos ayudar más with our volunteer service y era como que, okay, pues todo está como en pausa, ¿no? No estábamos gastando tanto dinero en viajar, no estamos haciendo eat out, right? And tenemos gas.
we have gasoline to go anywhere. Yeah,
like our cars are full, you know, like, yeah. Like
a veces lo prendo just for fun.
Sí, sí, the expenses that we had before no se compara. Nah. So I was like, yeah, you know, I want to do more to help other people. Claro, mi trabajo estaba bien estresante. Y aunque creo que lo más estresante lo sobreviví. Ah, lo sobrevivimos, ¿verdad? Everybody together at the health department. I was just working there part-time. Y en realidad dije, okay, o esto o aquello, porque en realidad, mentalmente, I couldn't do both.
No, y luego, especially when your position itself changed duties, sí. Y ya no era tan involved with the actual helping que, sí. Que you really enjoyed.
No, pues todo cambió. O sea, nosotros íbamos a las escuelas, todas las escuelas cerradas. Y si había escuelas abiertas, era como que no podíamos hacer mucho. We, you know, could teach online. Even that was a challenge. Y luego cuando y los números bajan y suben, la gente se enferma más. O sea, nos jalan para hacer esto, nos jalan para hacer aquello. And I got off the train, man. I was like, I'm this is where I get off.
And I love it, you know, because that was a hard choice for you to make. Y ahora estás aquí en la casa ayudando with the work that we're doing here.
Sí.
And you've been also a help to the podcast. I mean, a big reason why it's been coming out weekly, you know. I mean, if we can do this 3 times, if we can hit this 3rd one within the week's time, we're on to something. And it's
you're
again,
welcome.
And it's again because tenemos la libertad de hacerlo. And we're living life in our terms.
Yeah, I love that.
No fue fácil. No es algo que se consigue de la nada.
Y no siento como que, ay, esto va a ser forever, ¿no? Porque
no.
Quién sabe, las circunstancias pueden volver a cambiar en el futuro donde, I would have to go back to a secular job.
It's true. Know?
But I'm also a massage therapist.
It's true.
And I don't see that going anywhere either. I can do that anywhere. I can do that here from the house.
No, and I'm glad you mentioned that because teníamos la opción. You could have stayed. You could have gotten full time and we could have just made more money. Pero yeah. De tanto viajar, de tanto putting our service and our volunteer work first, the question really does become, what for?
Yeah. What for?
You know, we're fine. Mm-hmm. We have not only savings, but we're okay. No nos falta nada. Mm-hmm. So what's the point? Ahora, si ocupábamos, sure. We're not scared of hard work. No. We've been there.
Yeah, we have.
Now we get to enjoy, you know,
take a step back.
Las cosas que are meaningful to us.
¿Sabes qué? Yo sí como que envidié. ¿Envidié? Mm. Is that the word?
¿Cómo?
Like, cuando empezó la pandemia, que everybody was home. Mm-hmm. I wasn't home, you know, and I was really stressed out
sí,
at
cierto,
work.
Sí, cierto.
Y así como que like, ay, qué rico andar en pijama todo el día. ¿Qué será? You know, ¿qué es eso? Pues les puedo reportar que desde noviembre estoy en pijama.
Y creo que eso es... y creo que like...
¡Y se siente rico!
Mira, dude, we're first generation Mexican-American. So obviously from our parents and our Mexican parents, we've seen hard work.
Oh, yeah. Mis papás trabajaban en el field.
Yeah,
o sea,
dude, we're not strangers to hard work. They instilled into us the value of hard work.
Mi mamá dejó de trabajar en el field para quedarse en la casa a criar a sus hijas.
I mean, you know.
That's even harder.
Yeah, yeah. You know, so, like, no estamos aquí de flojos. Estamos aquí because entendemos lo que es el duro trabajo. Pero after all that work, my dad always tell me, after all that work, make sure you know what it's for.
Yes.
For them, it was to provide for our family.
Yes.
You know? Así que, great. We're providing for ourselves. Now, let's...
Creo que eso fue, like, ultimately, lo que yo pensé.
Sí.
Como, okay, ese trabajo ya sirvió su propósito.
Ya sirvió su propósito.
Y fue muy difícil encontrar la motivación de levantarme e ir a trabajar cuando perdí ese propósito.
The why is important. The why is important. Yeah. Así que, yeah. If it has been, if we have to, we will.
Yeah. This is the circumstance right now.
And we're good.
In the meantime, enjoy more content because we have more time.
In smaller doses, though.
Yeah.
Streamline.
That's your goal this time around.
This is my smooth transition.
And to work on our sponsor.
See, which is, by the way, this episode is brought to you by the 50-50 Media. I'm not even going to say LLC anymore. Just 50-50 Media. Because it is an LLC, but I think it's redundant to say it.
A little bit.
I don't know, right? So the 50-50 Media, ¿qué es the 50-50 Media? We'll tell you a little bit more on the outro. Okay, stay tuned for that message of our sponsor. Porque si no, se va a enojar el patrón conmigo.
Yeah. Oh. Pero now we have time también to work on that business, you know, and see where it leads, see where it goes.
See where it goes, exactly.
Right now, we have nothing to lose.
Así que, you know, moving forward, we are going to have the episodes within the 30-minute range. No quiero que sea mucho más que eso. Unless this is a really great one, you know, and then like I get super passionate and I have to.
Okay.
But no. I'm trying my best here not to get sidetracked, not to get derailed. Okay. Mm-hmm. The episodes, I do, algo que me gustó about this podcast siempre ha sido la perspectiva que tenemos as first generation Mexican Americans growing up. Antes decíamos que no éramos de aquí y no éramos de allá. But now our bio literally says that we've embraced the fact que somos de aquí y somos de allá. I feel that I'm both. You know, I am American culture-wise. I am Mexican culture and family and blood-wise. Así que we benefit from growing up in both things.
Mm-hmm.
Me encanta el menudo. Me encanta mis tías chismosas. But I also love Raising Cane's and Chick-fil-A. Así que...
okay, because that's all American.
That's as American as it gets, bro. Raising Cane's. ¿Tú crees?
It's just, and you like choice.
I know, yeah. Sí, así que we're going to look forward to more episodes like that has that unique perspective. Pero to wrap up this one here, I don't look with a sad story of, what life used to be. I look forward to the life that we have. I enjoy the life we have now because we made decisions para que vivamos de esta forma.
Mm-hmm.
I look forward to what life will bring us. And y sé que no siempre va a ser buena. There's going to be struggle.
Mm-hmm.
But we're not strangers to that either.
No.
And I think that tú y yo hemos crecido como matrimonio, como pareja, with our communication, de que we should be able to handle most of it.
Yeah, I think so.
I think
with
so God, too.
God's help.
Yeah, 100%. Y si, ¿verdad? And that's, we're just going to take it a day at a time from there.
Yes. And that's the biggest thing.
That's the biggest thing. And if there's anything que les podemos decir nosotros a ustedes, I don't want to like get all preachy and high and mighty. It's just find something that has a purpose for you guys. Mm-hmm. Encuentren un propósito. If you're tired of the rat race and you're asking yourself, what is this for? There's nothing wrong with asking yourself that. There really isn't. Mm-hmm. You know, ustedes saben sus circunstancias más que uno. So if you're working for your family because you have kids and you have to help them, you know, down the line, se entiende, obviamente.
That's your purpose.
That's
your
family. Purpose. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Pero if that, even that is checked off, because we met families that have all that checked off. They get, oh no, we have college funds for our kids, our house is paid for, and they take time off to work less, you know? Sí. Yeah. Así que, whatever it is, we have found ours. We're happy because of it. Y esperamos que ustedes, ¿verdad? La piensen por lo menos un poco. That's all. Explore it. That's all we're saying. Explore.
I mean, you do what you want. I'm not saying nothing.
Yo
I'm just telling you this is how, this is like, we're just catching up here. That's what this is.
I encourage you guys to explore.
Jesse encourages you guys to explore. Yo así como que vivan la vida. Like, si te quieres matar como burra trabajando porque es todo lo que conoces.
Better you than me.
I respect that. Yo aquí me quedo en mi casita.
Yeah. We're almost saying that que no estamos like the flojas and you're like, tú trabajas, yo me quedo en la casa como floja. Which one is it, babe? Are we flojos or not flojos?
No somos flojos.
Pero trabaja tú acá.
I'm just saying, like, if this is our situation and our circumstances, it might not be for everyone. That's all I'm saying.
Right.
I'm not here to press my lifestyle on anybody.
No. That's not what I'm doing. Is that what I'm doing?
It sounds like that.
That's not what I'm doing. All I'm saying is live your life, bro.
Kind of. You're like, but if you want to explore it.
I encourage you to explore. That's all I'm saying. Just ask a question. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying go and quit on your boss and smack the secretary. And like, no, I'm not saying make a circus. All I'm saying is, bro, if you're not happy, pregúntate por qué. That's all. Y como siempre, everybody.
Thank you for listening.
Two.
The 50-50.
And that was it for episode 3 of season 4 of the 50-50. Dude, we're getting the streamlined version.
/ TED Talk.
You know, I did get
a little... Why? Why do you always do that?
You want keys here?
I don't know. Like,
I got TED Talk-y?
I want to give everybody this amazing
Let me see. Let me think about this why. A ver, I don't know. Maybe because I've been preaching since like the age of 12. Maybe because every profession that
We're not using this
Every profession that I've had has dealt with like dealing with people, helping people, whether it's in the medical field, whether it's in the educational field. Wonder why.
Está bien.
¿Está bien? Sí. ¿Sí o no? Porque again, now I'm feeling self-conscious, you know? I'm feeling attacked over here. I feel like I'm the bad guy because I tell people que, like, si no estás feliz con tu vida, pregúntate por qué.
That's I feel como ya ves esos motivational speakers.
Uh-huh.
Así como que, like, does your life suck right now? Are you on the couch?
For only $10.99. Exactly. Buy our course to suck a little less.
Yeah, I don't know. It sounds a little...
That's crazy. First of all, I'm not going to sell the course for $10.99. For only $9.99.
This is como tu Tom Haverford, where he ends up being
like a super millionaire because he sells a book on how to suck and how to stop sucking.
See,
yeah,
like
yeah.
Is your life, you know, or like if you're just not happy with your life?
Okay,
I feel like it's fine.
Okay,
I think what we're trying to say, I think what I understood that you told me in our pre-meeting, what you were trying to say, is que don't dwell on, you know, like.
The what if
the past, lo que era, y no quedarte mentalmente como stuck in that whole like I just wanted to get back to normal. I wanted to get back to normal. This month it's gonna be back to normal. Oh, we're back on lockdown.
Which to be fair, when this whole thing started, he was two, three months and we're back. Months and we're back.
Pero el hecho de que ya ha pasado tanto tiempo y todavía, you know, es más como like think about like adapt to this.
Mm.
You know, rather than try to make people feel like they need to change their whole life course.
You make me sound like the man.
You said that. And I was like, I don't think so.
There is nothing wrong with asking por qué no estás feliz. That's all I am saying. Hey, you know what, guys? Take everything I said with a grain of salt. All right? I'm just a
por
moron.
Favor.
Okay? Yo nomás soy un vato que ni el case. All right?
Is vato a bad word?
I don't think so.
Because you told me not to say it in front of your dad.
I don't know. I never said that in an essay in front of my dad.
Yeah, you did. Un día que lo dije en frente de tu papá, you were like, oh, es que no le gusta esa palabra porque es, you know.
Really?
First of all, I'm like, is it because it's coming from a girl?
Probably.
Yeah.
No es cierto, no.
So I'm going to continue to.
According to Jessica, I'm preachy and my dad's sexist. Así que thank you all for listening, Jack.
I don't know. I was like, whoa, is that really a bad word? Because like, I don't want to, I don't, obviously, yeah, you know, voy a andar diciendo malas palabras, you know. Luego, pues, no sé, es que, you know, my parents, like, I say certain words around my family, but to us, they're not bad words.
Yeah, eres bien grosera.
And...
grosera machine. What's vato's a dude?
I think that too. Yeah. Pero then why? ¿Por qué me dijiste a mí que no lo dijera enfrente de tu papá?
No, first of all, no me acuerdo yo diciendo esa
claro
cosa.
Claro que no te acuerdas. No me acuerdo. Un montón. Pero,
that was past Jesse. Pero, and past Jesse's crazy, bro.
Yo, no así como que, yo así como que, oh man, this whole time I've been offending my how do you say suegro? Father-in-law. Sí, sorry, I had a 50-50 brain fart. Can I say fart?
You know what? just to be safe, we'll say it was, and then I'll bleep it from here on in.
I can't say fart.
I don't know, man. I don't know how these sponsors work. I don't want to be like on the
sponsors.
Yeah, for sure. You know, because this episode is brought to you by the 50-50 Media. I don't know if this guy's not gonna like this.
I just feel like somebody needs to. I need to like deep dive on the dictionary.
Yeah, we're gonna have to look into that. Yeah.
Porque y luego pues en México hay ciertas, hay ciertas regiones que sí, sí, que no, que what. You know, even words that we use that shouldn't be used. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm sorry if I offended anybody. Jesse says vato, which apparently it's okay because Jesse says it. But if I say something,
Jessica,
because I'm a woman.
Swears, dude. She's this high and mighty feminist that stays at home. Okay.
I feel most comfortable in our outros. I don't know if you guys noticed. But if you reach outro level here, this is where the real stuff happens.
And if you enjoyed this episode, check out our website, the50fify.com. That is the 50-50, which is going to be going through a major update, by the way. So if you haven't checked it out, make sure you do. I don't know when the update's going to be ready. But once it's there, basta machine.
We'll let you know.
Basta legit. Well, check out our Instagram, the50fify. That is the 50-50. Leave us a DM. Like our posts, check out our stories and all that good stuff. Say hi. Y también, message of our sponsors, the 50-50 Media. Now, this is a little business that Jessica and I have because we enjoy podcasting so much. Entendemos what it takes to build a podcast, launch a podcast, from the idea, from the producing content, from the post editing, todo eso. If you need help with that, we are the people to go to. We offer consulting services. We can offer services on how to produce it, how to actually write an episode for you, how to edit an episode for you, how to do voiceover intros for you. Lo que sea, we're here to help. That is the 50-50 Media. All right, I think that's it. You've said all your farts. You've said all your things
I've
that you
spoken
have to
my
say.
Truth.
You've spoken your truths. Very nice. And that's it for our ¿cómo se dice? Our streamline season 4.
Is this over half an hour?
Maybe. I decided I wanted to have 30, no more than 40. I think we're about to hit 40.
Okay,
so
pues ya
that's it. Thank you all for listening to
The 50-50.